Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Oh my God. How do we do?
Hey, Lewis!
Hey, Simon!
How's it going?
Welcome back to season two of Simon's Peculiar Portions.
Wow, ooh. Season two. I just thought there'd just be the season one going on forever and ever 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 and ever.
I think it's time. It's a good. We had a pause.
Yes.
Have you done any research? I might talk a bit to Tom. He's behind the camera.
Hello.
You can probably hear him on my mic. Oh, it's a fly in here. Don't worry about that. It's just a friendly fly. Don't worry.
You might be able to hear the... it's got a bit close.
We've also had some office flooding. So the fans have been pumping out litres and litres of water out of the carpets, which is very nice, but we turned them off briefly.
Today it's warm and lovely and sunny, but 2 days ago there was a downpour and everything flooded, right?
Torrential rain, yes.
That was 2 days ago.
And the internal guttering that we have in this listed building means
fucking great idea.
Means that, the guttering, yeah. it's really clever.
Because,
yeah.
You know, guttering outside a house, when that gets like a jam or something in it, it gets blocked. The water just like pisses out the side of the house.
To the outside.
Yeah, and someone gets wet. One person that walks by gets wet. When it happens with internal guttering,
the entire
top floor of the building gets flooded.
Well, it all pours into the ceiling and all this, and it finds its way through all the light fixtures and stuff. It's a disaster. Anyway, do we have any peculiar news today?
We sure do. We got some real good portions of peculiarity.
I am partial to a petty. I can't think of other things to begin.
You were trying to alliterate.
I was trying. It's hard. Okay. It's hard. I'm partial to a petit peu.
A petit pois.
And...
A little
peculiar pea.
Oui, oui.
Indeed. Los Angeles Air Traffic Control...
Don't worry
about
that.
There's an advert.
That's a video.
Say, Lewis, do the thing where you say...
It's like we're in bed.
What? What do you mean?
Hey, do the thing.
Oh no! Oh, gross!
Hey, Lewis, have you heard about
Simon?
Have you heard about the trouble they're having in Los Angeles with a man who flies around with a jetpack?
No, I haven't.
He's come from the future, presumably, because you know I don't see other people with jetpacks. I see people with that one that like water comes out the back. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Like a hose.
They look, that looks like an extreme sport. That looks relatively safe and quite fun.
It looks like an extreme sport, but it also looks safe.
Well, it feels like people who are doing that are also doing windsurfing and like water skiing and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It feels like it's almost, you see a lot of people flying behind a boat anyway, like water gliding or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it feels like that it's not a million miles from that, right?
All they're doing is removing the boat.
Yeah, really. But they're still attached to a hose or something usually, right? It's not like they're...
Why is there a... Wait, what?
The water jetpack does not just spray out thin air, does it? It doesn't just fusion create water. No, the guy's attached to a gigantic hose.
Yeah, it's like the one the firemen use.
The whole point of a jetpack is that it's independent. It's anyway, apparently air traffic control in LA have put out a warning that jetpack guy is back. Is this some rogue like jetpack guy?
I mean, there's a lot to take apart from that, from the headline, because We're skipping over the fact that he's back, which meant that he's been around previously.
It's true. I mean, there's obviously always a problem around drones in airports, and they've got all these rules,
yeah,
you know, because they're sensitive airspace, and they don't want to... I guess they don't want to have a drone go into an engine
like a
bird strike or anything.
Because that can fuck up an engine, and birds aren't even made of metal.
And also, like,
usually.
But I assume this guy isn't going near any airports. He's just flying around, pinging radar.
I think they were worried because he's 15 miles away from LAX, but I guess that's close enough for them to see him.
That's pretty much in the middle of Los Angeles, though, right? 15 miles east. Because the airport's on the coast, right, in LA.
So this was a guy in a plane that saw him. So it was a Boeing 747 pilot said that, I think I see a man in a jetpack.
A possible jetpack man in sight at 6:12 p.m. Wednesday. Don't know which Wednesday, because...
A Wednesday.
Could be any Wednesday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is either some James Bond mission, right?
Yeah.
Because that's...
Thunderball was the one with the jetpack.
He had the little handles on it.
Do you remember the start of Thunderball when there's, like, a funeral... And there's a very burly-looking woman dressed all in black that's crying. And it's like the fucking assassin that Bond's after. And then Bond, you know, beats the shit out of this... We think there's a lady, but it's actually this assassin. And then he disappears on the fucking jetpack. And then the credits start. It's like, Thunderball! That's me being Tom Jones.
Was that who it was who done... Thunderball.
Yeah.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Sex bomb Tom Jones. Granny's throwing knickers on the stage.
Oh, God.
Tom Jones.
Oh, Jesus.
Do the thing, Tom Jones.
And then he sort of sways his hips and they all, like, die.
Tom Jones
but
is...
happy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Tom Jones on the jetpack.
He does seem like the kind of guy who would have one in his... garage. This is from when I worked on Thunderball.
Wow. That's uncanny. Sean?
They gave me the...
Tom? Wait, who was that?
Sean.
I'm trying to decide whether that was a Welsh Scottish accent.
You're not sure whether I was Sean Connery or... Well, I was a bit of a...
Hey, up. It's me,
well,
Sean Connery.
Pass that jetpack over. Give me a ride.
So that was Yorkshire. That wasn't... Scottish or Welsh.
Just sort of, it doesn't matter. Generic middling English. It's a very casual UK. When you said Thunderball, I thought National Lottery, the draw.
Right.
It's the most casual UK thing ever. Do you know what I've been watching?
The seventh ball. The Thunderball.
On YouTube. I've been watching possibly the most British thing, Dash Cam footage. There's like
that's not British. That's like Russian.
No, no, no. There's like about three or four UK channels called like Dash Cams Exposed, right?
Every single one of them, there's a guy in a jetpack in the background. Oh my fucking God, do you see that?
It's just guys called like Steve and Jeff and Dave,
yeah,
who are driving too fast with a dash cam, usually like beeping at a granny who pulls out too soon or a roundabout or something like that.
So it's the ones that have the dash cams that are usually the pricks, not every time.
Yeah, like you watch these dash cam videos and they've sent in these videos. They go, look at this prick on the road. And they're the guy doing like 90 in the slow lane, like nudging a guy off the hard shoulder. It's funny to watch, but it's very British because you can hear them all saying like, oh, Sharon, pass the giant bar of Cadbury's chocolate. Do you know what I mean? Something really, something really English. Do you know what I mean?
That's like the most English thing you think of. Cadbury's chocolate.
Well, those giant chocolate bars, they're pretty fucking English. And
what's he doing driving and eating that? It should be a Ginster's pasty. That's good driving food.
Well, you know that. Well, they're the ones who are to blame. The guys eating the pasties. They're on their mobile phones or whatever. Anyway,
pasty in one hand, phone in the other. How can they steer the car? They don't have a free hand.
So with the jetpack,
yeah,
is this one of these more... I'm interested.
Are you worried about the jetpack guy eating a Ginster's pasty in one hand, phone in the other? He veers way off course, hits a Boeing.
Well, first of all, how is he not filming himself? Everyone these days is filming themselves. And everything they do is on Instagram. He's probably got like loads of pictures of himself.
He's probably got a helmet cam.
He's probably
got
all sorts of cams. He's probably covered in cams. He's filming the whole thing. It's probably all over the internet. But is this guy one of the rare people who is not just putting every second of his life on TikTok?
I think we just haven't discovered the accounts yet.
Right.
It's out there somewhere.
Also,
but everyone has an account.
Is he hiding this technology from the rest of the world? He's flying around in a jetpack. Where are the rest of these? Where can I buy a jetpack?
Do you really want a jetpack?
No, but why is Elon and Jeff going into space when they could just be going into the atmosphere in jetpacks? Why are we not getting like Tesla jetpacks? What's going on, Elon? There's a guy in LA, West Coast of America, Center of Innovation, flying around in a jetpack. We don't know who he is. Jetpack man.
Maybe it is Elon.
He's been doing this for a while. We have no idea how it works. Has it got handles? Can he eat against us on it?
It usually does, doesn't it? Usually have to... Is this fucking fly landed on my head.
It's attacking us.
Bastard.
It's the flooding. I think it's all like, it's like a swamp in here. It's going to be all full of like frogs.
Oh,
and
God. They're all going to be laying their larva. The eggs are going to be in all the like wet shit. We got plants here.
That's good eating.
They're not real, actually.
So we don't feed some of the members of the staff in the office. So they'll have to come foraging with like a sharpened stick.
All we have are those fucking salt and vinegar French fries that you said tasted like salty air.
They're like aerogel. You know, we've invented aerogel, but we already had it.
It's, and that's lighter than air.
They're nothing to them. They're just like, I don't even know what they were before. Like an atom thin potato strip that was filled with gas in an oven. In some sort of...
That's the problem with today's society. That's what scientists have been busying themselves with. You know, airy snacks instead of jetpacks.
Instead of futuristic transportation.
We could all be flying around in jetpacks. I mean, the guy was flying around at, you know, local time 6:12 p.m. He was probably, you know, coming home from work.
This is some pretty shitty journalism, let's be honest. This article says, someone's flying around in some futuristic fucking jetpack. We don't know who it is. We don't know what's going on. Someone said they saw it. This has happened before, but we haven't done any research since then. We haven't looked on the internet. No one's talking about it.
We have read like three sentences. That's all we've read.
Well,
we've read into a lot of the article. We haven't read the article, though.
Well, let's try. Let's see if it elucidates any further any details. Wow, this is really helpful. Use caution, the jetpack guy is back, said one air traffic alert. Another air traffic alert asked the pilot, did you see a UFO? We were looking, but we did not see Iron Man. The pilot responded.
They had a good fucking laugh that day.
The FBI!
Yeah.
Is investigating.
You can't just fly around on a jetpack without the FBI getting involved.
He's high enough to be spotted by a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
How does no one know who this is?
I mean, this is Look how high it was, 5,000 feet. He was 5,000 feet high.
On a jetpack?
On a fucking jetpack. That's ridiculously high for a jetpack.
That's very high.
Like, can you even breathe that high? I guess you can, actually, can't you? Everest is, what, 8,000 something feet? 8,800 feet?
Yeah, there's cities up. There's cities that are at that high. But it's, the air is thinner. 8,000 meet high.
Is it meters or feet? I don't even know.
We should just measure them in... We should combine the two.
Yeah, why not?
Because a feet isn't that close... That far away from a meter anyway.
What about inches? How does that come into it?
Minches.
Minches.
Milliminches.
And centimetres.
I think there's some of them around in the swamp.
Jesus fucking Christ. Why did I come back to the office? Why?
What a terrible fucking insect joke. I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. I don't know what crawled over me. That's enough of that story. There's no further information. That's it.
There's a gallery of jetpacks we can look at.
11 disappointing jetpacks.
You know, the podcast viewers won't see this.
Well, this one looks like a drone with a man in a radiation suit stood on it.
D. Lackner was the name of it. But there's no, like, date. When was this? The 50s?
It looks like one of those steampunk... Fuck, it's terrifying. Imagine...
They've been around since the 50s, jetpacks.
Imagine there was a helicopter... But I cut the helicopter off and just kept the blades.
It's like
a drone.
And
then you fucking stood on it.
It's literally a drone with a man stood on it.
It's terrifying. One false move. Also, he looks like he stood on some sort of like one of those motorized...
Trike. Yeah. Not trike. Scooter thing.
Like a scooter.
Or Segway.
Very cool. Not disappointing at all, actually.
Actually, very cool.
Very cool. Next.
Next story.
No, next not, next disappointing
talk,
jetpack.
We can't talk about
I want to see 10 more disappointing jetpacks. It doesn't matter.
It's pretty much the same.
Well, that one it's looks identical. Like a trampoline with a Zimmer frame attached to it. This one isn't a jetpack. That's a flamethrower. That's the same picture. This guy looks like he's wearing a drain pipe attached
quite
to...
Quite a large man
as
well.
A marshmallow man. Yeah, I think he was...
Is that a moustache or is that breathing apparatus?
I'm surprised it's keeping him aloft. He looks like he's on a cricket pitch or something outside a country house. He's floating about 2 metres in the air. That thing is probably deafening. But I respect it.
You got to respect the jetpack.
Do you want to ever go on a... Would you ever go on a...
No.
Not even...
No. Okay. What about you?
No, it's too scary. I'm not. I'm content with not being on a jetpack.
I wouldn't even want to be near a guy.
I've never thought.
I don't want to get wet.
Do you know what I need now to cross this body of water? A jetpack.
I use a bridge, mate. I'm fine with a bridge.
It's worked out so far. Yeah, I've never felt the need. Is there any more?
Isn't it weird that there's no? That's it. But isn't it weird that there's like a ferry in Bristol, right? Have you ever taken the ferry?
Yeah.
The one near, is it Great Britain? SS Great Britain?
Yeah, it goes up and down.
And there's the usual route that it takes is literally from one side of the river to the other.
Yeah.
And then back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can go around. There's like a bridge, not too far, but some distance away. But I think, honestly, if I was to order a taxi, wait for it to come, get in it, it drives along a road... Over a bridge, along the road, to the opposite side, I get out, I get my phone out, tip the guy, wave goodbye to him. That would be quicker than it takes them to whatever fucking around they do. You know, they got to moor it, they take ages positioning it nicely, people get off very slowly, and then they just sit there for ages. You know, they wait for there to be enough people, I guess. They don't just have a timetable. They wait for, like, you know, 8 people to arrive. And then they slowly putter across the river. It takes them, like, 5 minutes to go across the river. And the river is, like, 20 metres wide or something.
The people who are taking that thing have a lot of free time. And they want to waste it. And so they do it as slowly as possible. So it uses up as much of the old people's time as possible. These things are not made for practicality.
I guess it's a tourist thing because they're there for SS Great
It's like
Britain.
A statue. No one is building a statue so it can come alive and fight people.
Oh
it serves
God.
No practical purpose.
I think I get it.
It's just for people to look at.
I think I get it because they go on the SS Great Britain. And it doesn't move. It's a giant fucking boat.
It's locked in, yeah.
But it doesn't move. And then they're like, I want to be in a moving boat. I want to know what it feels like.
I need that.
So that's when they get in the little tiny ferry boat.
I need something to replicate the idea of this boat that would take 43 days to travel to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd have to go to the lounge every day and socialise and go up on the walk on the deck. What I needed to do is replicate that in the tiny little shitty little putty boat that's going to take 15 minutes to cross a river.
It's crazy how long it takes. It's so weird because it's such a small distance. I guess they're going against, like, the tide. So they have to try and go... it faces diagonally, but it only, like, goes... you know, across, you know, an orthogonal axis.
Right.
But they have to go against the current.
Yes, do they?
Yeah, because otherwise...
because the river is running out to
sea.
Yeah,
so they have to, like, pilot it in a direction that isn't directly like a towards salmon, where they're going.
Like going upstream.
So they're pushing against the current.
Yeah.
So even to stay still, they've got to have the engine going. Because otherwise they'll be washed out into the harbour, you know, into... whatever it is.
Down that end, yeah.
What's it called?
The river.
Bristol Channel.
The Channel. Right?
The Channel, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Sure.
You don't know, do you?
No.
Which one's Bristol Channel?
Well, it doesn't matter what it's called. It's down there. It doesn't matter. It's not part of the story. It doesn't need to be... we don't need to...
yeah, we went off on a bit of a tangent, didn't we?
We've done one story. And it was a good one, though.
It was very exciting. The mystery. 5,000 feet on a jetpack.
We still don't know anything about it. We've learned nothing. We've learned nothing.
But it's one of those things that's like, it adds a little bit of mystery into our humdrum lives.
Our bumdrum lives. No, but...
our bumdrum.
It's done...
our dry bum lives.
But we've just spent 15 minutes... talking about basically what we could have... We needed one sentence.
Turns out the guy's called Jeff. He does it all the time.
I just need...
like, what do you want? He wants something to take away the mystery.
Well, it's like you've just given me... You've told me something useless and not explained it properly. So now I'm left with more... You've wasted my time and given me more questions.
But... isn't it worth it, having that little bit of extra mystery in your humdrum, bumdrum life?
Suppose so. Yeah. I should thank you. Thank you, in fact. I am going to thank you.
You're welcome, Lewis. You're welcome. Hey, Lewis.
Hello.
Do you ever get the feeling, you know, maybe you're alone... it's an evening. You're out on the balcony. And you're looking up. You're looking up at the stars.
Yeah.
Do you ever think, am I being watched?
Right.
Is there life out there looking down at me?
The stars.
Mm.
Right. No, I don't tend to think that, no.
I do. All the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I...
that's why I stopped wanking on my balcony.
Right. Mm. Well, you probably should...
oh, there's... that and the police that came there and told me to stop doing
it. Well, there's a lot of cameras.
Yeah.
I think everyone feels like you don't want to be walking down the street and, like, cleaning out a wedgie because someone, some jobs person in an office somewhere is filing that away.
Cleaning well, out like, a wedgie?
Like, just freeing
cleaning
your...
cleaning
well, you know,
a wedgie.
Well, you don't want to do any unwedging of yourself in the street, you know? Because people will catch you. People will be watching all the time. I remember...
someone will fucking, you know, it'll be up on Instagram TikTok. Or TikTok.
That's right. People, there's probably TikToks full of security camera footage.
Of you unwedging yourself.
In various high streets.
There's like one account and they've got 100 videos and it's all just you in public fiddling around with your undercrackers.
Well, it's very, sometimes it's been hot.
Has been hot.
And, you know, sometimes it's sweaty.
Betty Swallocks.
Indeed, she's around as well. She's probably on there.
Yeah.
And...
that's the name of the account.
Right. Mm. And she's been filming us secretly for years, doing all this stuff, and monetizing it.
Oh, my God.
So why not have aliens do it as well?
Yeah.
Is my question. Fuck it. It's just another person, or not person, alien, I guess. It's just another.
It's all going up on thing. Alien and TikTok.
Big Bok. Pickpock.
Jesus Christ.
That's what it would be called. Flargle, did you see that TikTok, that pickpock of Lewis Brindley on Betty Swallocks?
And it's a video of you, and you're just like rummaging around, and the music in the background is, oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no.
It's like,
fuck.
That Instagram hasn't been the same since Simon Lane stopped wanking on his balcony.
Oh my God, no! They had to close the account. There's no content. They're like, why fucking bother?
Yeah, well, that's what it is, you know. They're focused on one thing.
Mm.
Do you reckon aliens have favourites? Like, things they always watch? Do you know what I mean? Do you reckon they... Because they get the broadcasts, right? And we always hear that aliens are watching our TV.
Yeah.
They watch, like...
They still haven't finished Breaking Bad.
Exactly. They're a bit
they're
behind.
Working through it.
But do you reckon they, like... Do you reckon they're perving on all of the interesting humans? The ones who are the main characters? Because you always hear about these people who are, like...
The main characters.
Yeah.
Who are the main characters of Earth?
There
are people that think they are.
Right.
The billionaires, the Elon Musks, who I'm sure is 100% convinced that we're living in a simulation and he's the PC and we're all NPCs. I 100% believe that that's what he thinks.
There's all sorts of people out throughout his time in history who have happened to be, like, there was this one guy who was like Einstein's cousin who ended up smuggling art out of Nazi Germany, who then went on to be like the leader of the sort of intellectual people in Vietnam.
Thing is, when you say smuggling art out of Nazi Germany, I'm picturing a whole bunch of Jews, and they're going, no, take me, get me out of here! And he's picking up this giant fucking painting, and he's like, see ya! And off he goes.
I don't know whether he did that or not, but I don't remember his name. It was just a thing I heard on something done by smart people in us. But there are people out there whose stories are... epic and really interesting. We've looked at them on this very show.
Jetpack guy,
he's a main character. Do you know what I mean?
So it's like Truman Show kind of thing?
Yes.
Or, you know, he doesn't realise that he's in a reality TV programme that aliens watch.
Yes. He might be an alien. That might be... We've already had the mention of UFOs today.
Oh my God.
Maybe he wasn't going up. Maybe he was coming down.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, I guess it was from space.
I felt like I had to explain, though.
Not off drugs.
Well, it might well be the same.
There's certainly one way to get high. Oh, use the fucking jetpack.
Sometimes you won't be able to tell, either. You might take so many drugs, you start thinking you're a fucking alien.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't believe him. If there was a guy who came in right now and said, oh, I'm an alien, I came down on a jetpack, we'd be like, this guy's on fucking drugs.
Prove it. Show us your dick. I want to see how fucked up it is. The first thing I want to see. Like, are there like multiple tubes coming out?
Is it like a spring?
Does it sort of look like a squid? Or like...
What? Why the dick though? Like, why would that be different?
Well, what else are you going to... You can't say, oh, how many hearts do you have? 7. Show... Oh no, you can't show us your hearts, can you?
You can give him an x-ray.
How are we going to x-ray him?
There's like handheld machines. People do...
Don't have handheld machines. Like here, right now, you're saying if he walked in... I think I just saw him walk by there. Or it was Ben. and, you know, what can
we... wouldn't know, though. Ben would blend in perfectly.
Oh, my fucking God.
I haven't seen his dick, though. So I would never know.
Only one person's allowed into the toilets at a time because of COVID restrictions. But we'll find a way around that.
I know.
And then we'll have a look.
Camera. You go in and set up a toilet camera.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh my God, no.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Jesus Christ, I'm so sorry. Oh. Okay, this went bad real quick. But we are being watched.
Yeah, but
aliens. And they have got that footage of me unwedging myself.
I think there's already... listening to the podcast, you're not watching.
There might already be a camera in there. Because of all the footage they've been posting me on
Lewis Poop Cow.
Betty Swallocks. That's why the aliens are coming down. They want my autograph.
It's interesting that you made this about you, isn't it? It's interesting.
I think so.
The story is about aliens might be watching us because they've got a great view of the Earth. With our technology now, we can see that there are planets.
Sorry, what do you mean they've got a great view? Let me stop you there. What do you mean the aliens got a great view of the Earth?
Because they are close enough that they could probably see...
Who are? Aliens are close enough. What is this? What are you doing?
First of all, we're on Earth. We can see other planets.
I'm with you so far. Okay?
Using our current technology...
Just about we can see other planets.
Yes. And we can also tell that there are some that could well be habitable due to how far away from the sun they are and the basic composition of what might be in their atmosphere.
Yeah.
We have...
So we have like a
data.
Pixel, and then the way that the light is bent lets us know whether there's water there.
14 photons.
Or not. Yeah, that's right,
that
to work
in,
with.
And we're like, the astrophysicists are like, probably has water in the atmosphere? I don't know, maybe?
I'm guessing the resolution of my dick pic that they can see, or you wanking on the back, is not very high.
If the alien technology is thousands of years ahead of ours,
right,
they might have a much better view of us than we do of them. So they might be able to see, you know, that there's life, that there's buildings and
wedgies
such.
And
maybe they can even be watching, you know, people. Maybe it's like their view could be as good as like satellite imagery that we have here of our own planet.
Right.
Maybe some of the satellites aren't actually ours. Maybe there's some satellites out there that aliens put there. And they're watching us with them.
But what, if they've already can see us from where they are, why do they need to send a satellite over even closer to see even more?
Because they want to see it in HD.
Right, it's the natural progression. They want to get close up.
You know, they're trying to look at your dick. It's just blurry.
It doesn't do
all
it
they have
for them
are
anymore.
2 pixels.
It's like
14 photons.
It's like an old modem and then, picture that's slowly loading.
And then they have the
loading.
HD view. Now they can see 15 photons.
They want to see my wedgie in 4K.
Yeah. Right. They need to get ever closer and closer to try and see your dick because it's not coming across.
Little do they know.
Eventually, you're gonna have
there's
like
no resolution
a
that's high
little
enough.
Green dude with a camera pointing directly at your crotch. I'm still having trouble picking it up. I took the jetpack down and everything.
Oh well. It's a shame, you know, because I...
It's a shame.
I do want them
to
see.
Don't worry about it, mate. Don't worry about it.
So 1,700 stars in our galactic neighbourhood have had an unobstructed view of Earth during human civilization. So what we've just been showing ourselves to aliens for thousands of years and not realised it.
So it's...
That's disgusting.
It's literally just the reverse. Like, we've been able to see them... And we're like, okay, so we've been around for like 2,000 years building shit, quite big, you know, 4,000 odd years with structures that could be seen from space with good enough, you know, technology. So there's been so much time that if they're out there looking at thousands and thousands of star systems, trying to look at each planet, and they're like, can we see anything on that one? Probably not. And it's taking them like... probably centuries trying to find a planet that has something on it. So in that time, because we've been around for a few thousand years now, actually building things that could be visible, that window means that it's likely that that one of those aliens on a planet has actually seen us and they can see that we're building
stuff. We should have built stuff so it made like a smiley face.
Yeah.
Out of like cities or something.
We should
like,
have done.
Or like a big middle finger. You know, I mean, we should have like done.
Oh, that's
like,
dangerous though.
Well, they won't know what it means.
That's true.
They might mean.
They may not even have a middle finger.
They might think it's like a thumbs up. I mean, because the thumbs up and the middle finger are pretty. I mean, they mean quite different things.
They'll greet us. Oh my God, but what if they think it's like an erect penis?
Well, that's perfect.
Because then they'll come and greet us. Instead of shaking our hands, they'll just be like, oh! And then I'll have a big old fucking dungus sticking up. That'll be the first thing. A silvery...
First contact.
A silvery saucer will land outside the White House.
Flanked by jetpacks.
Joe Biden will come stumbling out on his Zimmer frame.
Out of the alien spacecraft?
No, out of the White House.
Oh, okay.
Out of the saucer.
Hey, welcome to Earth. We've been waiting for years for you.
That's very accurate.
That's my good Joe Biden. Do you like it?
Oh, I hate it.
I'm the president.
Gee willikers.
I'm 109 years old.
Very old man. Very old man.
But this is the future, so he'll be even older.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this could be next week. I mean, he still will be older next week.
Will be old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be a week older.
Indeed.
The saucer opens up, aliens come out, they're wearing beautiful...
They're looking at their phones.
They're wearing beautiful...
They've got pickpock on there. They're just distracted.
Put the phone
like
down.
Like everyone we're about on to meet fucking public transport. They've been on the saucer for years with nothing else to do.
Because they think he's the president of Earth, all Earth, because, you know, they've watched all the movies about aliens landing on Earth, and they all go to the White House. And they come out and they're wearing these beautiful, like, silver foil... suits with just a flap open at the crotch.
Just a big green.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, howdy there.
Why is he so excited?
Well, howdy, boys. I see you happy to meet me. Aren't you a big boy?
Oh, my God. And that's the day that peace came across the whole of the galaxy. What a beautiful day.
What a day. What a celebration.
Well, that's that story.
A new Independence Day. That was so stupid. Stupid. A stupid story.
Yeah.
Like all of the stories that we do. They're all stupid.
Are you not worried about aliens watching us?
I haven't thought about it until now, but now again it is squirreled away as something to worry about in the back of my mind.
You're going
to
leave here today, you're going to be walking home, and you're like, I've got a fucking wedgie. Oh, fuck. Your eyes darting around, looking upwards. Watch the skies, Lewis. Watch the skies. Because they're watching you.
My God, could you imagine them putting me in, like, a space zoo for, like, curiosities throughout the galaxy?
Yeah.
And they've got, like, me, like, just there picking my nose and...
What happens is, you know, they pay five, you know, Zarkian Belongos, which is, like, £5.
And it triggers a wedgie.
Well, I think,
and then
you know,
I have to, like, unwedgie it.
I think someone gives you a wedgie for that.
Oh, well, what, like, an alien, I'm coming, like...
It's your go. Go in here and wedgie him.
And there's a big queue of them going around the block, waiting to give you a wedgie.
And so, what, it's like they're being... It's like one of those prostitution places where the one guy is fucking the chicken and paying for it, the pleasure, right? And the other guys are paying to watch him fuck the chicken.
What?
It's like that old joke about the guy fucking the chicken...
No, that's not what you said. You said it's like those prostitute places where there's a guy fucking a chicken.
That's right.
Is the chicken the prostitute?
Everyone is winning in this situation except the chicken.
Well, hold on. How you doing?
Well, maybe he's having a good time as well. We don't know.
French is extra.
I can't even with you sometimes.
That's what it's like. It's a win-win situation, is what I'm saying.
I love the idea that they've been watching, you know, videos of you up in, you know, Zarkalong Beta, and they've got the Bing Bong account or whatever it was you said. They've been watching you unwedging yourself. They've also been watching you watching videos of a man with a chicken. And what they do is, you know, after all the wedging, they're like, okay, time for some R&R for our exhibit, and then just... push a chicken into your cage. Chicken's got lipstick.
This is like what he loves.
Beak.
He knows what he loves.
Oh no.
That's a terrifying. I'm scared of that now.
Yeah.
That's a future I'm terrified of.
It was a sci-fi story I read.
I'm hopeful too.
I read years ago a sci-fi story of these humans that were investigating a planet, and then aliens dropped down on the planet, thought that the humans were native to that planet and weren't clever because humans were just like fucking around poking like mushrooms on this planet.
Right.
So they put them in like an exhibit filled with the weird shit that was natural to that planet the humans were on, the non-Earth planet. And they were just in a tiny, shitty little hovel having to eat, like, the mushrooms. And they had to prove that they were smart. And how they did it is they drew, like, Pythagoras' theorem on, like, a window or something. They drew a triangle and three squares coming off of it. And then the aliens were like, oh, okay, so they're smart. And then they let them at the exhibit and tried talking to them and getting to know them. Weird story.
That's a good idea. We should try that in zoos.
Yeah, see if any of the animals know Pythagoras' theorem.
Yeah, like a monkey, like, just smearing shit into a triangle.
Yeah. Let him out. Give him Ribena. They love Ribena, apparently.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. Mm. I'll squirrel that one away in the old box of useless shit facts I'm never going to need to know use. I hate Ribena.
There was a story about
I'm never going to have Ribena on me when I meet a monkey. It's not like I'm going to be in India and I'm going to be attacked by a monkey and they're going to quickly give him some Ribena. That's going to come out of my brain, but I'm not going to have it because I hate Ribena.
Did we not do the fucking gorilla Ribena story?
Probably, I can't remember.
And we might have done. Oh my God, it was like 5 years ago.
London Zoo Gorilla Escape.
What's the name? What's the name of the fucking monkey?
Let's say Kombuka.
Kumbucker. Kumbucker.
Kumbucker downed 5 litres.
Of blackcurrant squash. It was Ribena.
While on the run.
Yeah, he escaped.
Neat.
What do you mean neat?
Neat to Ribena.
I think it was. I don't know, actually. Maybe it was. That's pretty fucked up.
That is pretty fucked up.
I wonder if it says in the... Oh, my God. It looks like the journalist's name is so close to diabetes.
Georgian Diabolus.
Diabolus. I think it's G. It's G-Star.
Georgia
Diabolus. 29 stone gorilla. Fucking hell.
I think you'd get diabetes if you... Was that the idea?
Undiluted.
Yeah.
Blackcurrant squash.
That's like type 2, isn't it? That would probably hit you. That much sugar. I mean, black currants are horrible. You need a lot of sugar to make them taste marginally palatable.
Black currants are nice.
They're not. When have you ever eaten a black currant?
They're like raspberries. They've got the sweetness but the tartness to
them.
They're
rubbish. Who likes Ribena? No one.
I love Ribena.
It sucks. So what happened? Where did you get this Ribena from?
It was at the zoo.
Like a corner shop? He didn't get out into the wider world. He just broke out in the zoo itself.
Yeah, because I think as a treat, they would give them Ribena. So he broke into the place where there was Ribena.
Right. He knew what... right. Okay.
I think he was just after the Ribena.
He wasn't like
freedom.
Loose in a Tesco or whatever, and he went straight for the Ribena.
I think they accidentally left the two doors open.
Oh, I see. Like one of them, it's like an airlock.
Yeah, yeah. And they were both unlocked. And he figured out they were both unlocked and just jaunted out, found out where the Ribena is, and just started drinking.
Drinking 6 gallons of it neat.
5 litres. That's just over 1 gallon, right?
Why did I hear in my head 6 gallons?
Dunno.
5 litres is still a lot.
Yeah, it's just over a gallon. I think it's 4.5 litres per gallon, right?
Why are we using these measurements?
Because I think they are in litre bottles.
What's wrong?
And he had 5 of the bottles.
But what's wrong with just using, like, I don't know...
Pints.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't we use pints?
Because of the EU.
Right, okay. Good reason.
We're going to go back to pints and now.
And
shortages of milk.
What's a quart?
A quart is a quarter of a gallon, right?
Mm.
I think.
That sounds right. What about a punnet?
So it's just over a litre.
What about a punnet?
A punnet is like 12 strawberries.
What about a pail?
A pail?
Mm.
It's one bucket.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm just confused.
Which is equal to 2 half buckets as well. Yeah.
You are a fountain of knowledge.
Thank you.
I've missed just having this trivia on tap.
It's kind of interesting that they do say, they do have quart as a unit of liquid volume in the US, but they don't use quarter very often. They use fourth, which is strange.
Oh, 1/4.
Yeah. Which, or 3/4. And I'm like...
I like that. That makes, what about a magnum?
A magnum?
Yeah.
That's, is that like 2 bottles worth of champagne?
I don't know. What about a double magnum?
There's like a Balthazar. Do you know
a Methuselah as well.
Let's look up the fucking, oh my God.
The bottle sizes.
Yeah, bottle sizes.
Of wine. Because they do them at the old F1, don't they? They always have a magnum.
There it fucking is.
Instantly. On Champagne Ardennes or Dain.
Oh, a magnum is 2 bottles of champagne.
Well.
Got it correct.
There you go.
A Jeroboam is 4 bottles.
That's a double magnum. Okay.
Methuselah is 8. Salmanazar is 12. Balthazar is 16. Nebuchadnezzar is 20. Solomon 24. Sovereign 35. Primat 36. And what the fuck is that last one? Melchizedek. 40 bottles.
These are all the wise men that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
What were all these guys bringing?
Not champagne.
Various kind, probably more fucking...
Jesus was underage.
Right.
And also, I guess the Champagne region of France didn't exist 2,000 years ago. So he couldn't strictly, under EU legislation, have brought champagne. It was merely sparkling wine.
I was always unimpressed by the second and third gifts of the wise men.
Okay. So it was it in order of gold, frankincense and myrrh?
Yeah.
Gold, because King of Kings, King's gold.
Gold's great.
Frankincense, used in religious ceremonies as like an incense. So it represents, you know, him being a religious figure. And myrrh, which is used when you embalm dead bodies.
But also it's an incense, isn't it? As well. You can burn it and smell it. So it's like gold, great. Incense, yeah. Oh, not interested, but I'll wait for the third one. More incense?
Well, no, it's rubbish. I think it's like a salve that stinks, that covers the decaying, you know,
well,
flesh.
I mean, what's next? I bought you a bag of maggots. Ooh. Like, where does it go from
if
there?
If there was a fourth wise man, what would he have brought?
A Game Boy?
A Game Boy!
I don't know. Like, what do you buy a kid? Some Pokemon cards?
2,000 years ago, Lewis, it would have been a fucking hoop and a stick. That would have been it. That's all they had.
I think that would have been a better present than frankincense or myrrh.
What would you have brought? You're in the Middle East 2,000 years ago.
I would have bought like a Mother Care gift card or some shit.
Mother Care wasn't around 2,000 years ago.
And that's why they were so fucked up.
What would you have gotten? I mean, you're a presumably quite wealthy man of the time. You have travelled a long way.
I've got
a story.
So you
can't have anything perishable.
Right.
So you can't bring him, you know...
Grapes.
Yeah, because they would have gone off. You probably would have eaten them on a journey.
Giant bar of Cadbury's chocolate.
Oh my God, perfect. Perfect.
It's a very British gift.
The fucking naming system of champagne bottles.
That's a weird gift.
They should apply that to chocolate. Because they have ever-increasing sizes of bars of chocolate.
I see. Oh, you're brilliant.
That's a fucking great idea. So like a 50-gram bar is the sort of norm?
It's a mini bar.
So, no, that's like a normal bar, a 50-gram one, or no, 40-something.
But they go down there, don't they? It's like snack size.
The typical largish ones that are like so
it's like
big,
a sensation.
I'm sort of doing a large, little box, large box to Lewis. This is like the size of a 100-gram bar, right?
Yeah.
So the small, like normal bar of chalk
it's like a family.
40, 50. grams or so.
They do have, some of them do have names. There's a standard, there is a low, there is a bit of standardization, but it's not cool. They need like biblical names.
There needs to be, you know, a magnum bar of chalk is the 100 gram, because it's about two normal bars of chalk.
There could be like a Noah size bar that could be like big enough to, like a plank of wood.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like a 2x4.
Or a 4x2.
Or 4x2. Yeah, but enough to like build
UK,
an arc.
We say 4x2, and in the US they say 2x4.
Who says that? No one. I've never heard that.
I think
that.
It's that way around.
4x2.
Yeah.
I've never heard that. Ever. But.
Or the other way around. Which way around is it?
Don't know. Or Moses. It could be like big enough to like part the sea.
I was thinking it would weigh the same amount as a baby in a bassinet.
That could be the Jesus. The Jesus bar.
Mm-hmm.
Also, baby size already exists, which is like pretty small.
Oh yeah, that's true. A baby bar would be the Jesus.
Yeah. And then
fun size.
Mary would be fun the size fun Jesus. Size.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. And then I guess it would just go up like daddy, like the Joseph. That would be the daddy one.
But
there's an opportunity
Jesus
for marketing.
Jesus' daddy was God. How what? Big would a God bar be?
That big. Yeah, it'd be like
it'd be big.
It'd be like a football field.
A football field sized chocolate bar.
Well, you have
Jesus.
That way, it's easy for the people writing the news stories. Like a giant chocolate bar the size of a football field has been unleashed by
a
Cadbury.
A God sized chocolate bar.
Calling touted as the God size, the new chocolate bar will feed a average northern family for a week.
It's true, it would. It's good going.
I mean, it'd be a great Christmas present from your nan. You know, she'd struggle to get it. Get it.
Yeah.
At all.
I mean, how would she carry that?
In any way, shape. Yeah, you'd struggle to buy it.
It wouldn't fit in a basket.
Take it home.
Would it?
Deliver it.
Wrapping it would be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Maybe it comes pre-wrapped. You know, to save people trouble.
Well, they are wrapped chocolate bars. They're not just...
Yeah, but you got to wrap it again. You got to wrap the thing. Every single thing almost that you would buy someone as a present is already wrapped or in some sort of packaging. Apart from books.
What about myrrh, frankincense or gold?
And t-shirts as well. And socks. They're not wrapped.
Right, no. Well...
Oranges. They're not wrapped. Well, I guess they are in Peel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose it's like a nature's gift wrapping.
Nature's gift wrapping. That's what I call Peel.
Part of the thing about Peel, though, is that the idea of the gift wrapping is it disguises what's in there.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like the orange gives away.
I think this is an orange. You can tell by the colour.
You could have wrapped it in something other than this Peel.
Just painted green. This is a very large lime. Oh, it's an orange! Ah,
that's a great gift. Oh, Gran, you've really outdone yourself this time. That with a football field-sized chocolate bar. God, sir, didn't even know they did those.
Oh, my God.
Pass the chocolate bar. Oh, look at that fucking driver. He's going to crash into me.
Oh, my God.
I shouldn't have been driving 90 in the slow lane.
Is that a man on a jetpack?
That alien coming down to take a picture of my dick? Show me your dick, you fucking alien!
Jesus, it's all come full circle. Beautiful.
Madness! Right, I think it's time for a break.